Good morning. Today's daf is daf Kuf Ayin Beis. We were up to the third line off of the top. We're dealing with the laws of documents. We had a lengthy discussion yesterday about the propriety of giving a receipt. If someone only pays part of the loan, so do we now say that that shift the responsibility to watch the document, so he'll get a receipt, he has to preserve that document? Or do we say no, that the lender tears up the original document and either the court or witnesses create a new document with a new amount in it? So that lahalacha, it's been accepted that we do write receipts. Question the Gemara then asked, but that could lead to fraud. And the Gemara's ultimate conclusion is we make all sorts of enactments so that it not lead to fraud, that the receipt isn't dated. But, you know, people just don't listen. They just make the receipts the old way. They don't listen to our enactments. All right. Amaluhu Rava Bar Rav Shiva Lahanhu Kosve Shtare Akniyasa. Rava, the son of Rav Shiva, told these people who wrote documents over purchases. They wrote documents for gifts, for sales. He said, he told them like this, Ki Katvitu Shtare Akniyasa, when you write documents of acquisition, if you know the day in which the acquisition was done. In other words, they were writing the document later. So if you know the day that it happened, kisvu. So even though you're writing it later, you can write the date that it happened. Vilo, but if you don't know that date, kisvu yoma de kaimisube. You have to write the day that you're on. Even though you could have written an earlier date that by then certainly was purchased, but you're just not sure of the date of purchase. And let's say the purchase actually happened in the third of Elul, right? The middle of the 10 days of repentance. And now it's Cheshvan. So you know it was back last month, but you don't remember what day. So I could write it happened the 25th of Tishrei. It certainly happened. By then it was done. No, you can't write it. You have to write the day that you're in if you don't remember the actual day. Ki heichid lo mischazi kashikra. That the document not appear to be false. In other words, it certainly wasn't the day that you're thinking. There was a purchase by then, but the purchase didn't happen on that day. So to write what is false on a document is a problem. You can write today, because this is the day that you're writing. You can write the day that it actually happened. But some other date you can't, because that's false. That's the false date. And so we have to avoid falsehood.
So the document is not null and void?
That we don't know, but we're seeing that you're not allowed to do it. You're not allowed to write that which is false. So Amaluhu Rav Lesafre. Rav told his scribes. V'chein Amaluhu Rav Huna Lesafre. Rav Huna told his scribes something similar. Again, the importance of writing down precisely the truth. Ki kaimitu v'shilu. If you're standing in the town of Shili, and in Shili you're writing a document of purchase or sale or loan, Kisvu b'shili. You have to write that you're writing the document in Shili. Afal gav de mesirin l'chumili. Even though that this act that you are describing, namely the acquisition or the purchase or the loan, happened in Hini, which was a town near Shili. Ki kaimitu b'hini. If you're actually standing in Hini, so kisvu behini, in the document you have to write that you are in Hini. Even though the document is describing an event, let's say a loan, that actually happened in Shili, and you saw it in Shili, but now you're standing in Hini. So now you're standing in Hini. You have to write in the document that this event, that this document was created in Hini. Because if you don't say correctly where you are in the document, then again, it looks like a falsehood. Mechzi kashikra. So all sorts of halachos in the document, you can't allow for things to look false. So if you don't remember the date when the event happened, you can't make up a date, even though by then it certainly had happened. You have to write today's date, the date that you're writing the document. Otherwise it looks false. You can't write in the document that this document is created in Shili when it wasn't, when it's created in Hini, even though the event that it's describing happened in Shili.
So Rakuna, why Rakuna's language is Shita, they can say Mili even, writing Shili is incorrect in Mili.
And we're saying that you can't write what, you can only write what's true. Right now you're in Shili, you have to write the word Shili in the document. You can't write Hini, even though the event, right, even though the event happened in Hini, but you can't write that in the document. You have to write this, we were in Shili and we testified the following. We vouched for the following. Law number three. Amar Rava, Rava said, Haiman de Nakit Shtara Bar Meo Zuzi. Let's say a person has a loan document that says Zev owes him 100 shekel. 100 zuz. Amar, and he comes into court, he says, you know what? Shav Yanili Tre B'nei Chamshin Chamshin. Make it for me into 2 documents, each of 50. We're not going to do that. We're not going to tear up the old document of 100 and now give him 2 documents of 50. My time, why? Of the Rabbanim, the rabbis are doing something, milsa thing. It's for the benefit both of the lender and it's for the benefit of the borrower. Nichalei l'malva, it's better for the lender. Kidei sheyachuf l'poro, as we learned yesterday. If the document says on it 100, and the borrower is going to come and pay 50, so what's going to happen? What's going to happen is that the lender is going to give a receipt to the borrower. Now, if the lender gives a receipt to the borrower that says, you, the borrower, paid 50, that still creates a pretty strong stress on the borrower to repay. Why? Because there's still the loan document that says you owe 100. If the borrower is going to lose the receipt, and time is going to go on, then the possessor of the loan document, the lender, is going to actually come and collect the full 100. So it's going to end up with 150. So because the borrower doesn't want to end up losing out, he figures, listen, as long as I've got the receipt, the clock is ticking, I better quickly go and pay the other 50, and then I won't be forced to pay the full 100, because I've already paid 50. So if they ask me for the 100, I'll show them the receipt. And he knows he's got that pressure on him, and he's going to go and do the, you know, do it to get paid. So number one, it helps the lender, because if we would go and turn the 100 into 2 loans of 50, so then once the borrower pays back 50, that 50 will be torn up, and he doesn't have any big pressure to, you know, pay the other 50. He doesn't have to watch a receipt. The other guy only has a claim of 50 on me, which is what he always had. So it's to the benefit of the lender for us to say to him, I'm sorry, you want to turn your loan of 100 into 2 loans of 50. No, we're going to leave it as a loan of 100, because when it's a loan of 100, there's going to be pressure on the borrower to pay quickly after he paid part. Yeah, question, David.
Collateral, like when you say typically collateral is the field, it doesn't pay, you take the field.
Correct.
When they structure the collateral, is it, I'm assuming, it's larger than the loan amount?
No.
It's the same?
Probably, yeah. Yeah. But now the Gemara says there's an also, this is a benefit to the borrower. It's good for the borrower that the loan document stay a loan document of 100. Because this way, if the borrower pays 50, so that's going to chip away at the credibility of the loan document of 100. There's a takana midrabana. Once a loan was partially paid, so now when the holder of the loan document that was partially paid comes to collect the rest, he has to swear before he can collect the rest, saying that I didn't get the rest already. So that's also a benefit. That's a benefit to the other side. That's a benefit to the borrower. If from the loan document of 100, we would instead go to two loan documents of 50, so then if the borrower would pay 50, and that document would be torn up, so it's not going to chip away at the other 50. If the lender comes to collect the other 50, he's not going to have to swear. But if we tell the lender, sorry, you wanted to turn the loan document of 100 into two loan documents of 50, but we're not doing it. We're keeping it as a loan document of 100. So now if the borrower pays back 50, he has chipped away at the loan document of 100. When the lender who has the loan document of 100 now comes to collect the other 50, he's going to have to swear. So that's, again, that's a benefit for the borrower. So it's both good for the borrower and good for the lender for us not to allow him to turn the loan document from 100 into two loan documents of 50. And that's why we don't do it.
But Rabbi, if he pays the 50 and he gets a receipt for it and he loses the receipt.
Yeah.
I still assure that he owes 100.
That's right. That's not so good for him. That's right. That's an aspect that's not so good. That's
and
right.
And at what point does the lender have to swear when he hasn't repaid?
When he wants to get the other 50.
But I thought we learned previously that people don't like to swear.
That's right. Yeah. It's an oath midrabanan. It's called Shvuas Haset. He doesn't like it.
So by keeping it the original amount,
by keeping the original amount in the document, now we've turned the document into a chipped away document. A chipped away document to collect the rest. We haven't seen this yet, but it's the halacha. To collect the rest, he needs to swear. That's an advantage borrower. So we leave the original document number. But Amar Rava, Rava now said the other way too. Hai man zinaki trei shtari b'nei chamshin chamshin. Let's say the lender, thank you, has two loan documents of 50 apiece. Vamar, and he comes to the court and he says, Shavinu ni'alichad barmeya. I gave two loans, each on the same day, one for 50, then another time for 50. Turn it into one loan document of 100. Lo mashvinin lei. We're not going to do it. We won't do it. Avod Rabbana Milsa. Again, the rabbis are doing a thing. The nichalei l'malva, which is good for the lender, the nichalei l'lova, it's good for the borrower. Nichalei l'malva, it's better for the lender that the two documents be that it be two documents of 50 than one document of 100. Ki yechid lo nivkum shtarit, because if you have two documents of 50, if the borrower pays back 50, so then one document gets torn up, but the other document is not chipped away. Since the other document's not chipped away, when the lender wants to collect with it, he doesn't have to swear. That's good. If his two documents are going to be turned into one document of 100, then if the borrower pays back 50, his document of 100 is a chipped away document. To collect the other 50, he's going to have to swear. That's not to his benefit. And keeping it two documents of 50 is good for the borrower. Kadesh lo yakuf l'paro. Because if it's two documents of 50, if the borrower pays back 50, so then that document's going to be torn up. What will be left is another document of 50. There's no great pressure to quickly pay the other 50. Nothing bad could happen if I don't pay the other 50 quickly. So later I'll pay the other 50. Whereas if it's turned into a document of 100, If I pay back 50 and get a receipt, so there'll be pressure for me to pay the other 50 quickly. Because if I don't pay the other 50 quickly, over time I'm going to lose the receipt. And if I lose the receipt, I'm going to end up having to pay the full 100. I'll end up paying 150. So that it's better for me that it not be a document of 100, but rather it stay as two documents of 50. Fourth halacha. Rav Ashi said, Hi, Mandanakachtarabarmeyazuzi, a person who's holding a document that says that his friend owes him 100 zuz. Famar, and he says, Shavyu nearly chad bar chamshin. You know what? I come into the court, I'm going to be nice to the borrower. I'm going to reduce the loan. Give me a new document now, a 50. Lo mashvinanle. We're not going to give him a new document. Why? It's good for the borrower. No. I mean, we worry for the following. Hi, Mifra Parley. Maybe the borrower paid off the full 100. Family Havishta, right? So the borrower said, "Give me back the document. Give me the document." Vamrele Irchas. He was too smart. He said, "No, it was lost." The kiss of Leitavra. So what did he do? He wrote for the borrower a receipt saying that the borrower paid me the full 100. Oh, but now that he's coming to the court to get a new loan document at 50, Umapikle Hai is now going to release this new loan document. Bamale Hayachwina, who say this is a new loan. The receipt was for 100. That's not this. This is 50. That's something different. He's going to come to us a new loan of 50. And now he's going to try to collect another 50. So we don't give him the new document for 50.
Wow. More really,
soon
people are.
We worry for lots of thieves. Yeah, people are very.
So if he wants to help him, you could give him a Baruch.
We need to be smart, baby.
Baruch Atah Adonai Olam Shekhar.
Amen.
We talk about
since your letter and I see you shot by a friend.
There is none because of ribbons, because of interest.
So you can't have a late fee.
There's no late fee.
How about like a loan, the points and stuff that they do now?
Interest, you can't charge interest.
Like an application,
registration,
just the costs of putting together the loan, but not anything else. You know, Gemach is going to have some overhead, right? It's
right.
There's the rent, there's the employees who are, you know, the administrators. So there is, you know, there has to be donations given to cover the costs, and the borrowers can be made to give those donations, but other than that, there's nothing that can be charged them, just
so
the
it's
money back.
You just need to pay it back at some point.
No, you're supposed to pay it back 30 days.
Oh, 30
by
days.
But on day 31,
you can't do anything.
Maybe 60 days.
That's true. A stam loan, typical loan is 30 days.
That way, why they don't have one document, 100 zuz, and the guy pays him 50, bottom of the document, the same document, right, that I received.
We spoke about it.
$50
yesterday.
Of this right now. Okay? And if one.
Yeah, he could cut it off.
It?
That's right, he could cut it off. That's right.
Next
Mishnah, Shnei Achim. Let's say they're two brothers who inherit their father. Echad ani, one is not so wealthy. V'echad ashir, one is wealthy. So the one who's wealthy, he's got slaves and people working for him. One who's poor is not so wealthy. Hineach lenavi en mercha tu beis abad. Their father left them a bathhouse. Now a bathhouse needs lots of slaves to fuel the fires, to warm the water, to, you know, make sure it's working, and he left, or he left them perhaps, let's say, an olive press. Asam l'schar, now if the father had made them, you know, as commercial properties to be rented out, so that continues. Haschar l'emtza, they keep renting it out, and they split the rent. However, asam l'atzmo, the father was a wealthy man, so he made it for his own personal usage. So now the poor man says, you know, but I can't use it. I can't use a bathhouse because I don't have slaves to run it for me. So the rich man can say tough luck. Areyashi Omer Laani, the rich brother tells the poor brother, Kach lecha avadim, you bring slaves. So then you can be bathing in the bathhouse. That's fine. You don't have slaves. Tough luck. I'm using it the way father used it. Yeah, it's a good question. I have an olive press. We have an olive press. Bring your olives. Use the olive press. Turn the olives into olive oil. It's not my fault. Okay. Another halacha. Shnayim shayu bi'ir achas. Let's say you have two people in the same city. Shem echad Yosef ben Shimon, v'shem achir Yosef ben Shimon. The name of one is Yosef ben Shimon. The name of the other is Yosef ben Shimon. Ein yecholim lohotzi shtar chov ze al ze. So Yosef ben Shimon can't produce a loan document saying Yosef ben Shimon borrowed from me, Yosef ben Shimon. Because he'll say, no, you borrowed from me, and it dropped from me, and now you're claiming I borrowed from you, but it's no proof that I borrowed from you. Maybe it was the other way, you borrowed from me. V'lo echa, v'lo acher, yachal lehotzi alein shtar chov. Nor can anybody else come and collect from Yosef ben Shimon, because if, let's say, Reuven ben Dan comes and produces a document that says that Yosef ben Shimon borrowed from him, and he says to Yosef ben Shimon, okay, now pay me back. Yosef ben Shimon says it wasn't me who borrowed from you, it was the other Yosef ben Shimon who borrowed from you. I don't have to pay you back. Nimsalecha ben shtarosa, shtaro shel Yosef ben Shimon, parua. Let's say a person has a receipt. Amongst his documents it says the loan document of Yosef ben Shimon has been paid off. And now he can't collect from either of them. Who knows which one was the one who was paid off?
The fingerprints was allowed in
the So very good. That's the Mishnah. Very good. Ketzad Yasu. So what do people do whose names is Yosef and Shimon? Yishalshlu, add a third generation. Yosef and Shimon ben Yaakov versus Yosef and Shimon ben Reuven. Let's say they had the same names going up three generations. Yosef and Shimon ben Yaakov. So then, yichtavu simin. Then they should write some type of physical characteristic. Yosef ben Shimon, the Yosef ben Shimon, the short, versus Yosef ben Shimon, the tall. B'mayim misumanim, if they both have the same physical characteristic. So yichtavu kohen. Then they write Yosef ben Shimon, the kohen, versus Yosef ben Shimon, the Levi. Hahushtara. There was a document in Nafik lebeidina deravuna. It came to the court of Rav Huna, and it was a vague document. I have a ksiv, but it said in it like this: Ani Ploni ben Ploni, I Zev ben Tzvi Yosef, Lavisi Mana Mimcha, borrowed 100 from you. Didn't say who I borrowed from, just from you. Mimcha, from you. So now the guy who comes to the court says, I'm the one holding the document. It says he borrowed from you. I am you. So you should pay me. So I'm Rav Huna. Rav Huna says exactly like Roger. Too vague. I feel a Mirish Kalusa. What from you can mean even that he borrowed from the head Jew of all the Jews of Persia. I feel a Mishvor Malkor. He borrowed from the non-Jewish Persian king. From you. That's too vague. I'm a Rav Chizdel Rabba. Here's the center. Abba, Puk Ayin, but go investigate this law. Is such a document okay? To Luurta, because in the evening, Bayil Rav Huna Minach. Rav Huna's really not sure about it. He's going to ask you, what is the halacha? And you're going to be the one who's going to tell him. So Nafak, so Rabba went out, he investigated Doc, he looked carefully through all the lessons, or the Mishnayos and the Braisos, the Ashkach, and he discovered a source. The time he lived in a brisa. Let's say there is a bill of divorce with witnesses, but ein bo zman. But there is no date on it. It says on it just hayom, today. It doesn't say a date. So Abba Shol Omer, Abba Shol says, im kasev boger ashtia hayom. If it says I divorced her today, it's kosher. It's kosher. Oh, so you say like this. Alma Hayom, so even though it's vague, it says today. We say Ahu Yom and enough at Bay Mashma. That must be the day that he has the get, or she has the get, the date that it's coming out. So therefore, let's say the same thing is true in regards to a loan document. If the loan document says, I borrowed from you, it's like a get which says, I'm divorcing you today. So from you, it sounds like from that person who the get is coming out of his hands.
Here where the ketubah, she got money, there's a lot more into it than, it's not up to her, it's hard to...
Okay, let's see if the Gemara will accept this connection. Amale Abaya, Abaya said to Rabba, that's not a proof. That was in regards to Gittin. The Dilma Abashol, Kribble Lezer, Sphirale. Maybe Abashol holds in Gittin like Kribble Lezer. Tamar Adam is Sira Karti, who says that the main witnesses are not the witnesses signed in the get. The main witnesses are the witnesses who saw the handover of the get from the husband to the wife. So since this get was done in front of witnesses, and they'll come and they'll tell us the day when they saw it handed over to the wife, okay, we don't need things in the get, what date it was. It doesn't matter. We have witnesses who saw the handover. They'll tell us when it was. That's it. So she's divorced. So it doesn't. So all it has to say is, Gereshti Hayom, she was divorced today. So that'll show us that what was written in the get was really supposed to happen that day. It wasn't supposed to happen later. But in regards to a guy who has a loan document that says they borrowed from you, so from you, maybe it was really from somebody else. It fell from that person. And now this guy who's showing up in court found it in the street. But really it wasn't that he's entitled to the money. So Rabba said back to Abaye, Linafila Lochai Shinan. We don't think that a lender is going to drop his loan document. It's valuable. Guy lent money. He has a loan document. He's going to be able to collect with his loan document. We think he's dropping it and somebody else is finding it. We don't think people are dropping their loan documents. So therefore, if he shows up with the loan document and says, Reuven borrowed from you, from you, must be the guy holding the loan document. He didn't drop it and somebody else pick it up. So Rabbi says, I have a proof. Umina temra. And how do I know to tell you? Delo chayshinu l'nefila, we don't think that lenders drop loan documents. It's not because of our Mishnah. Our Mishnah says, shnayim shayu b'yirachas. If you have two people in one city with the same name. Again, remember, they didn't have family names at the time. Shem Echad Yosef ben Shimon. So the name of one is Yosef, son of Shimon. The Shem Acher, the name of the second, is also Yosef ben Shimon. So Einan Yechom Lohotzi Shtar Chov Zal Zeh. If one Yosef ben Shimon produces a document saying Yosef ben Shimon borrowed from me, Yosef ben Shimon, he can't collect money from the other one because the other one can claim, no, it was the opposite. V'lo Acher Yechol Lohotzi Alehen Shtar Chov, nor can somebody else produce a loan document against them because they can claim, no, it's the other Yosef and Shimon, you're just coming illegally against me. Ha'heim al-acherim. But Yosef and Shimon can produce a loan document against other people. Yecholim, that they can do. Now am I, why can one Yosef and Shimon produce a loan document against Reuven the son of Dan? Lechus l'nefilo, why aren't we worried? Did it drop from Yosef and Shimon and the other Yosef and Shimon is the one carrying it? We're not worried that maybe somebody dropped the loan document and somebody else picked it up.
Why can't they claim money
shoulders? Right?
Good point. We have a very big problem. And we have World War III.
Get up and
dig them up.
So the
over receipts.
No, so the Rashbam says like this. One second, to answer that question.
Lose it every time talk about a loan document, no problem.
No, so the Rashbam says like this. The reason why you can't claim on each other is that if one Yosef and Shimon comes to the other Yosef and Shimon and says, here, Yosef and Shimon, the document says that you borrowed money from me. You need to pay me. He says, no, it was the opposite. You borrowed money from me.
I understand.
No, listen. You borrowed money from me. Yosef ben Shimon. We wrote the document. Yosef ben Shimon borrowed from Yosef ben Shimon. I had the document. You paid me back. I gave you back the document. Right. And now you're coming to me claiming that I borrowed from you.
Yeah.
People have chutzpah. Yeah.
It's a fact.
Money, man.
Yeah. People have chutzpah.
So,
no, they can give it back. They give it back.
He gave it back.
That's what he's claiming. He didn't.
Or still paid.
What's the question?
No, I'm saying this too. If we run that third downtown we're going to the Arayot because that's true, we need the the first of the Mishnah, which I didn't understand, if this Lom Nizar and Zemarviya, why the other Ach not?
No, that's the law, because this is the inheritance. It just continues the way it was. Well, it continues the way it was. This is the way it was that he can say. It'll keep being used the way it was used.
So you love people not to lose stock, not to lose star, but the shogar were always concerned with
the noise.
I think it's human nature, right? The star is the loan document. The lender is holding on to it carefully. He's not going to lose it.
You also want to hear
receipt, though. People sometimes misplace receipts. It's not the same. It can help save money, but it's not worth money in the same
type of
way.
That's what we're saying today.
So therefore, again, the Mishnah says that if there are two Yosef ben Shimon, so one Yosef ben Shimon can't take out a loan document against the other Yosef ben Shimon. In addition, if other people come with the document against one Yosef ben Shimon, he can claim, no, really, you lent to the other Yosef ben Shimon, now you're just trying to steal from me. But one Yosef ben Shimon can collect money from other people, from Reuven ben Dan, with documents. So why aren't we worried that he dropped it and the other Yosef and Shimon found it? We're not worried that people drop things. So Abaya told you like this. No, Nefila Tzachad Lo Chayshina. We're not worried that a Yosef and Shimon drops his document and the other Yosef and Shimon picks it up. Because there's only one other person who could help be gained by such a document. But Nefila Tzarabim. But if a document says, I borrowed from you, you can mean anyone. So that we are worried about. We should be worried about, and therefore we shouldn't allow that to be used. Rabbi Chananya ben Akasha,